All right. Welcome back to Download. 10 o'clock here on Thursdays. You know what that means. It's time for Swap Meets. We all own something that connects us to this great city. Whether it's memorabilia or a souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. What do you have? Tonight, it's time for the Swap Meet. It's like Chicago's antique roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you got, and we'll tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a chance for you to brag about the things you've collected over the years. You can text, you can call. My guest tonight in studio, Greg Flam. He goes by the name DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. Welcome, Greg. How are you, buddy? How you
doing? Justin. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Good to see you, man.
Always fun. Thank you.
I know. This is so fun. It's one of my favorite hours of the week. It's good to have you here.
It's great.
One of the great things is you always bring in interesting things you find from estate sales throughout. You had an extra week to comb.
Right. I try it. I mean... It's sometimes it's a challenge, sometimes it's easy. It depends what's at the sales. But
you and I talked at the last episode that it's going to get tougher now because school's back, and that means that you're going to have more estate sales or garage sales that are going to be less and less.
A little less,
summer
winds
out,
less opportunity, but that's all right. You know, you kind of stock up in the summer and see how it goes from there. But there's always estate sales, so it's just a matter of, you know, finding that right one where it's borderline hoarder sale.
That's what you're looking for.
Right. You know, because you could pack a box for $10, you know.
Do estate sales, do they push that? If they know they got a hoarder thing on their hands, or they know they got a lot of juicy stuff, they're like, hey, guys, hoarder lived here.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes they'll put the word hoarder in their sale. They'll just say it's a dig. They'll put, you know, coded word dig.
And what does that mean? That just means
it just means you're going to have to dig through a lot of stuff to find your treasure. And but what's great is, you know, the first day of any sale, they're really not bartering or, you know, bickering over it. But that last day, they'll be like, fill a box for $5, fill a bag for $5. And whatever's left, you know, if you're willing to dig through the stuff, you find some stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
All right, Greg, what did you bring this week?
All right, kept it simple. Obviously, with football starting, I brought the VCR quarterback game.
It's a board game.
Right, it's a board game, and you know, you put the tape in, and then you know, whatever, roll dice or something, and then
so
you got to...
Look at that thing.
Yeah, and then you roll your play on the VCR tape, and it tells you what you gained or if it was a fumble or whatever like that. And there was probably three or four games that did that VCR concept, so... You know, being football, I thought I'd bring that in.
Okay, so the idea being that you take a turn and you press play on the VCR and then the play happens and you're like...
So. Right, and it's supposedly, because it's NFL sanctioned, so it's real NFL plays from history.
It's like showing late 70s Raiders games.
Right. So then, and that's not every turn, I guess. There's a lot of like board play stuff, and then every once in a while the card will come up like hit play on the tape.
Oh, you know?
So it's not like every turn is a play on the tape.
And they're like, uh-oh, bloopers!
Right.
And then there's just a bunch of bloopers.
And nowadays, you know, obviously you got to hope that... the tape doesn't deteriorate now trying to play.
Who's got a VCR? That'd be the worst. You'd be like,
man. Yeah, well, you heard a couple weeks ago they made the last one. It was in the news. They made like the last VCR company in I don't know where, but they announced like the very last one was rolled off the line and that's it. So now you might see over the next 5-10 years, you know, VCRs go up a little bit. You might want to pack those away.
I count on you finding those at estate sales, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always a ton of them there. I pass them up, but now, you know, I might think about putting a few of them away, especially if you can get it for a buck or two at some sales.
What else you got there?
I brought the $6 million man board game. It's not a huge dollar amount, but it's, you know, it's a guy thing. You know, people will put them in their man caves or, you know. It's kind of a childhood
kind
guy
of
thing.
Man caves. I don't know if any person has a man cave. Is like, would you like to play $6 billion
well,
man?
Well, that's the whole thing is people don't play them. They just put them up for the graphic of the box.
Like,
that's
so like
what a lot of their
stuff
is.
James Bond bar.
Right. You know, they do that. And then the last thing was this really odd Bears clock with two full Miller Lite cans. I mean, it's heavy. Like, they're still full. And it was so odd. I never seen anything like it. I had to get it. And it still works.
That's so weird. Yeah. That clock. There's a Bears clock with two Miller Lite cans
on each side.
Full.
Yeah. Pete's got the
like
pictures.
They're glued around it, so the wood's glued around it, so you can't really pop the cap on them.
Right.
But they're full. There's beer in there.
You can tell. You shake it, you hear that little bit of air in there. You know. So that's kind of wild. But I just couldn't turn that up. That was about last summer, I think, I picked that thing up.
All right. We're getting somewhere. We got some good stuff on text coming in. 312-981 7200. What do you want to brag about? What do you want to brag about, Joan? Joan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joan.
Hi, thanks a lot.
No, thanks. So what do you got?
I have a 1979 White Sox ball signed by all the players, mm-hmm. In ink, including Francisco Berrio,
wow.
Carlton Fisk,
okay.
Wilbur Wood, Larry Doby.
Wow.
They all signed it. It's in mint condition. Everything is in the original, you know, handwritten ballpoint pen. And then I have a signed Stan Musial ball and bat with authenticity papers.
Wow,
that's
there
great.
You go. That's what you need, right?
Right. And as we talked in the past, usually sometimes like the Stan Musial with just one signature might be worth more than a whole team ball, you know, even though they're all, it's live ink, what they call live ink. And, you know, the single signature might be worth more.
Because let's face it, those players were terrible. Usual was right. great. The rest of the team, he was carrying them.
I'm questioning Wilbur Wood still at 70 in 79 still pitching, but I guess it's possible. You know, those
knuckleballers. And I would also question, Joan, Carlton Fisk, I don't think he came to the White Sox till the 80s, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Right?
But
because
I'm not doubting her story with
this. It was in Boston.
Dated 1979. I was on the field when they signed it, and then I put the date on it.
Wow.
So
all right,
he was
there.
Okay. I don't know in what capacity, but he was definitely there.
So is it something you're going to keep, or you're looking to sell it, or a price?
I'm looking to get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's I would go to one of the sports stores to start, or if you want to just look it up online, it's probably the fastest way if you're not familiar
with
it.
The Musial stuff that has the papers and the authenticity stuff.
Yeah, that's your best bet.
That's your best bet. That's going to actually get you probably hundreds of dollars. The
yep.
79 signed ball, without that, I'm not an expert. I am 6 weeks into this. Greg has taught me a lot in a very little amount of time, but to me, I've heard over and over people call in with signed balls, and that's less of something that can fetch you a ton of money.
Yeah, the team stuff is usually a little bit less, unless obviously it's a
I didn't know that.
World
okay.
Series game, yeah. But you can, you know, check it out, and, you know, there's exceptions to all the rules.
There you go. Thanks, Joan.
Can I jump in with Mantle, a signed ball with authenticity?
Oh, yeah, well, that's obviously something.
With Mickey Mantle?
With the authenticity.
Mantle, yeah.
You didn't lead with that?
I did not
save
lead
the best
with that.
For last.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, that's good,
actually,
too.
I thought the team thing was more unique.
Yeah, sometimes it is. And
depends on the team,
more
I
so
guess.
Not, you know, not.
If it's a world champion team,
right.
That'd be one thing. But if it's
Which
just
it
a,
wasn't. Yeah,
yeah I was going to
so
say.
What else are you holding out on us? What else you got?
Yeah.
I've got a Chris Chelios signed puck.
Okay, you should have quit while you're at that. No, I'm joking. That's another thing.
And
it's
I've got
single
a Nolan
person.
Ryan ball.
There you go.
Wow. Why do you have all these balls?
Pre or post
Robin Ventura? Joan, are you a collector? Why do you have all these signed?
No, buy them for my husband.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go.
What
Very
is he?
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Joan.
What do I do? Do I put them online? What?
Have a family member. If you're not comfortable, check online. And if not, start at a sports store. They'll be able to point you in the direction.
Okay.
All right. There
all right.
you go.
Thanks
Joan.
So much.
Thanks, Joan.
Thank
all right, so 312-981-7200. We'll come back. We'll take your calls, texts. Greg Flam's in studio at DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. It's the Swap Meet. Stay with us. There's that music. It's the Swap Meet. Greg Flam is in studio. We are bragging about all our Chicago memorabilia. We just started with some baseballs. Good way to start.
Yep.
Seems like that's the time of the year. You get a lot of sports memorabilia. Tonight should be the night where we get a lot of people that are like, let me tell you what bear stuff I have.
Yeah.
I was in Platteville. I was in a bar.
That's the standard sports stuff. We always get that, yeah.
I was in a bar, and Jay Hildenberg
right.
drank out of this mug, and I took his mug, and I've had it ever since.
There you go. Yep.
No? All right. Let's go to the text real quick. 312 said, this is a little bit earlier in the show, my pop was in World War II, came back with a very large Nazi flag,
yeah,
Nazi armband, and several Nazi officer uniform hats. Yeah. Swords, too.
Yeah, high demand stuff. That is stuff that will create lines at estate sales.
Really?
From 4 in the morning or earlier, sometimes they'll be there for that stuff. World War II, especially the Nazi stuff that they brought back, just high demand. I can't even put a dollar amount on that, but that would be gone in the first 20 minutes of a sale.
Well, that's what he followed up, or she followed up with, looking to donate to a museum but offered big money so far.
Yeah, everyone's got, you know, if they feel better donating it, or if you get a lot of money, it could, you know, you could donate
some
of the money.
I mean, is it memorabilia collectors, or is there is it more nefarious where people are like, I love the Nazis, I'll pay a ton of money?
I think it's more just World War II, you know, military collectors. They're more into that, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Hang on the wall and stuff and display it.
I would just think that that's, I mean, I guess the authentic stuff, if you can somehow authenticate it, because that symbol has been used over and over and over.
Yeah,
and
but they know.
It over and over,
these people know. They know the cloth, like the flags were printed on. They know the way the knives or swords, you know, swords were made. It's, they know their stuff. I've run into them.
Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what do you got, Kathy?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Hi. I'm interested in, I have these two Beatle posters.
Okay.
And one goes back to February 1964 when they were going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
And this is all autographed.
Wow.
With the, and they're the cardboard posters. They're not just the paper.
Okay.
And then I have another one that's called the Silver Beatles with Pete Best.
Right, before, yeah.
Hearing it, Caravan, January 4th.
Okay, are these, Kathy, are these yours? Were you the one who got these?
Yeah, I found them at a resale shop for $5.
Wow. Are they more like, I don't know how to describe it, 14 inches high by, say, I don't know, 11 inches wide, or that size?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of the, I'm not saying it's common, but that would, like I said, I guess that, you know, that's how they made the posters back then. They even make reproductions of that, so that's something for the average person to keep an eye out. Because you'll find that same poster, but it's a repro, and then it's not worth so much. But it sounds like if you got it back in that day, you've got something decent there. And
but she didn't. She got it at a resale shop probably 5 years ago.
That's true, yeah. I definitely would have someone check that out then.
Where was it?
The one for the Ed Sullivan, that's all autographed.
Yeah, and chances are if it was a resale shop, they probably knew it was probably a reproduction.
Yeah, because it's only $5.
Yeah,
because
it's $5. Yeah, I mean, if it was real.
How do you find, where would I go to find out, you know, the...
That same resale shop.
They didn't know nothing.
They didn't know, but the problem, Kathy, is that if a resale shop is reselling it, and they're reselling it for $5, my guess is that maybe you could make the argument that they don't know what they're doing. That's what you hope for. But my guess is that they're like, we've seen these, we know these. These are repros,
right.
$5.
And
so that's the only thing. It's not like you found them in an estate sale in the basement of a guy named, you know, Harrison.
Right.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, the Beatle Fest, you know, just rolled through a few weeks ago. It's too bad. Maybe, you know, if you're not in a hurry, you can bring it to the next one. It's a yearly event. Bring it there. They will definitely know. They'll know
feels
the signatures.
Like they do,
they'll
like
know.
Beatles. They feel like they do Beatles things every 2 months.
Yeah.
They
well,
say,
yeah,
this
throughout
is
the country.
Official
yeah.
one, unofficial.
Yeah, there's usually
there's
two that roll through the town every year.
All right, thanks.
I thought the one with Pete Best being at the caravan would be a unique because, you know, him being
right.
The first
you got that at the resale shop, too?
Yeah.
And how much was that one? Or were they both five together?
Two for five.
That would be really bad if they knew.
Yeah.
I would look online. I would, you know, you can maybe try maybe a higher end record store, you know, more of a mom and pop specialty store and see what they say about it.
Well, I have them framed and I'm enjoying them, but I was
keep
curious
them.
As to, you know, if they were worth anything, especially if they're not the paper, you know, it's the cardboard, the old.
Right. And even at $5, it's still a good buy. You got something decent for $5.
Good old posters.
There you go.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. There we go. 312-981-7200. Beatles stuff is tough. I always feel like, you know, especially we hear Beatles all the time.
Right.
And it feels like there's a whole cottage industry around posters with the Beatles because they obviously have produced, I mean, probably more than any musicians of all time.
You need the early stuff. Yeah. If you got anything after the breakup, pretty much, unless it's signed or something.
It has to be super scrutinized, too, right?
It does, because so much stuff was reproduced, and it was so mass-produced as well. You know, I just happened to see an episode of Pawn Stars. Someone brought in the Beatles board game, and they thought they had, like, a $1,000 item, and they end up offering $40 for it. And it was in pretty good shape, but there's so many of those made.
That'd be interesting, like a Beatles board game.
Yeah, I would want that.
708 says, I have an old 40s radio with all the Chicago punch button presets, WGN, WLS, WIND, WMAQ, all labeled.
Yeah, that's...
Huh.
That's did they put cool. what brand it was? Grundig or no. some other
yeah, I'll
brand?
We'll
but yeah, but 40s though. Was. Yeah, I mean, if it's a tabletop one, that yeah, it could be $100 to $200. If it's the huge stand-up one, then you're I don't know, because it's so big that people don't want to even deal with right. it. Hard to move around.
Okay, let's go to Diane. Diane, hi. What do you got, Diane?
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I'm going through things that my mom's had, and I have an original edition of actually two sets of the game Sorry
okay.
with from Parker Brothers.
Right.
And I have the box that the original, all the pieces came in, like the...
The plastic?
Or, they're not plastic, they're wooden.
Okay.
I've got the directions.
Ooh,
I've got
listening.
A full set of cards.
Okay, yeah. The first edition of any game is the one that people really want to collect.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like you said, it sounds like yours is near mint condition is what they call it. If the pieces aren't punched out from the wood or the cardboard or the, torn apart like in the plastic molds.
Right.
That's yeah. called near mint condition.
Or doesn't smell like mildew like all my board games
right.
that are in the basement.
right.
No, it looks like something I was thinking somebody might like to frame it. I mean, the board is still playable. It's all intact. Mm.
Sure, cool. But if the box is not torn, like the corners, you know, that's something easy to look up. I'm sure there's other ones online that you can compare yours to condition-wise and price-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go online and just and punch that in and see what pops up, because I'll bet on eBay alone you'll find close first edition Sorry games.
Right.
And you'll be able to see what their condition
it's
is.
It's the same thing like
that.
With Monopoly. The first editions are worth more than later editions, even if
okay.
they're in great condition.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
Diane. All right. All right, we got people waiting on the line, and we also got some great texts coming in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're doing Swap Meet. Greg Flam's in studio. We'll take a break, get an update. Rob Martier, we'll get back at it. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to the Swap Meet here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. With me, Greg Flam, DuPage Picker at... DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. We are evaluating your Chicago junk and your memorabilia.
Yep. Sometimes it's both.
312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? There's a lot of good stuff to brag about. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, what do you want to brag about,
hey.
Charlie?
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, how are you guys doing? I touched in last week. I only got the Gallagher shirt.
Gallagher. Nice.
It That's was signed. Right. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Listen, I got a 1998 NBA Bulls championship T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
And I've worn it every day, or not every day, but I've been wearing it for the past 19 years almost, it seems like.
So it means it's more like a brag, because you're not going to be able to put that on eBay
right.
and all the pit stains.
No.
That's my guess.
No, I mean, yeah. Everything's still intact on it, except a little threading, of course.
Are you the kind of guy who's wearing that every third day?
No, because I'm like...
Just during the season, right?
As soon as the Bulls become got Michael Jordan, everybody was a Bulls fan.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of almost impossible not to be a Bulls fan of what he did.
Oh, of course not.
If you had a 1988 Bulls shirt, I'd be like, that's worth something. 98, everybody's got a Bulls in
right.
98. But an 88, when you're talking Reggie Theus or something like that?
That's right. Right? Well, different coach, too.
Right. A Doug Collins signed
T-shirt? Yeah, he did. He couldn't quite get the job done.
Right,
so.
He couldn't. Yeah. All right, Charlie, thanks for that Bulls shirt. I'll take that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you guys take care.
Thanks.
You know, if you could get like a three-peat, like, you know, like they had that. But that seems like the kind of stuff that either you're going to keep – because you got it from Sports Authority or whatever it was at the time.
Yep.
What was it, like Sportmart?
Yep.
Or it's a shirt. The only time I ever see those worth anything is the shirt that they print up for the loser that's about to win, like a game seven.
You can get it before they ship it south.
Exactly. You see some kids in Africa, and you're like, oh, he's wearing a Carolina Panthers World Championship.
And oddly, those would be worth something if you can get them back here, but yeah. My brain cramp moment was when they first signed Jordan, like when the first few months he was signing at Yorktown Mall, and I just like walked by him like, it's like stupid. I should have, you know, got a picture or signed something, but who knew it back then?
All right, let's go to Tammy. Tammy, welcome to the show. What do you want to brag about, Tammy?
Hi, I have about 15 SNH stamp books that are filled.
Sure.
Plus I have extras. I found them when I moved my mom a couple years ago, and I held on to them because I didn't know if they were worth anything.
Yeah, they're not worth a lot. I brought some in about, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're a great conversation piece because people will talk about what they bought with the stamps. But as far as selling the stamps, even full books, I'm going to guess $10 to $20 a book maybe at that, if you're lucky. The catalogs seem to be worth a little bit more than the books, actually. So
what do I do with them? Is it worth it to even attempt it to get $20 for them? Or
yeah, I mean, have someone look it up. Maybe just sell them all as a lot, and maybe you can get more than 20 for your whole stack.
Sell them on eBay.
Yep. Yeah,
sell them on eBay? Okay.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, sure, you can look it up yourself, but they're on there. There's quite a few, so it's not that rare. But, again, it's like $10 to $20, maybe a little bit more if you have a stack. Or maybe look around for the catalog, too. Maybe that's laying around somewhere. You could put that with it and get a little bit more.
So you could sell them on eBay, or you can ask the guy who sells the carpets on the corner. You know, he's got the area rugs on the corner with the van.
Right.
He's got the area rugs of the Tiger or Tupac.
Right.
Ask if you can sit next to him and sell them there and see what you've done.
He's still warm enough to have a garage sale, too. I'm sure you can scrounge up enough stuff to have a sale.
All right. Thanks, Tammy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So I'd go up to the guy and be like, hey, I love your carpets. Hey, listen, I've got some stuff, too. You think I can, you can give me a little plot of land here, a little corner?
Yep, hang out. I see him on Route 83, the wooden train guy selling wooden trains.
Hey, wooden train guy.
Right.
You mind if I sell some of these green stamps here?
Yep.
Great, cool. I smell a promo video for a swap meet.
And there you go. It'll be number one.
We'll just go to different people and try to negotiate. All right. Let's see what we got here. All right. I bought 847 says, I bought my late husband a board game called War of the Rings.
Okay.
Decades before Tolkien books became popular.
Hmm.
Is there any interest in this kind of thing?
I would think so, depending on the condition, of course. But yeah, and
I would
just look it up online. I'm not familiar with that one, though, as far as.
It sounds like a knockoff.
Right.
You know, like they're like, it sounds like a Disney knockoff.
And what you would hope is like maybe they changed a name after it and then she has like the first draft and that's maybe what you would hope, you know, she
Tolkien's
would have.
Like War of the Rings and then it doesn't really roll off the tongue. It's like
what was Revenge of Jedi or
right.
Before they named
Revenge
it something
of the
else.
Jedi
yeah.
773 says I have a signed 8x10 glossy of Johnny Unitas with authenticity papers.
Yep.
What do you think it's worth, and whom do I report or approach for a potential sale? Which really should be the name of Swap Me. We should just change it to
Whom do I
approach for a potential sale?
There you go. It will match the music better. That's for sure. Yeah, I would just look online. I'm thinking $35 maybe. Mm. So.
Okay.
But it's got papers for it, so that's good.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. This is awesome. 847. I have a letter that was written to me from Roald Dahl in response to a letter I wrote to him when I was a kid. I was very involved at the library in my hometown, and they encouraged I'd write letters to our favorite authors.
Wow.
He actually wrote me back.
Wow.
And then, of course, is the letter worth anything?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a little too personal probably, but you could try.
Why would you want to sell that?
Right. If it's personal to you, yeah, it's something
that's
you want
awesome.
To keep.
You know what I would do? I would, every time anyone would walk past my
that's
house
right.
and be like, hey, you want some lemonade? I'll tell you this cool story about this Roald Dahl letter I got. Watch BFG? Did you see that movie?
Right. I would frame it. I mean, I framed my signed album from Goite. I sold him a keyboard and... He, you know, we kind of talked back and forth, and had I known who he was, I probably would have sold it.
The guy was like, somebody that I used to
And, you know, we talked, and he's really nice, and he sent some autographed albums, and I framed it with a little, you know, thing. So, I mean.
He's a good talker.
Yeah, it's a good conversation piece.
312 says, I sold half of my collection. I have approximately 60 G.I. Joes and sets left.
Wow.
All 60s, 70s, vintage, original sets are complete.
Yeah, he's got the gold mine.
I bought my last truck selling half of the collection. Wow.
Wow.
And he's got a picture of the stuff if you want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got gold there. That's the stuff, you know. You'll see it listed at estate sales, but it's usually gone, you know, in the first 5 minutes.
That's amazing. See? And so essentially just he just holds on to the other half of the collection until he needs something.
Right.
Because
that's
not going to get
an investment, yeah.
That's not going to get any like, that's not going to depreciate.
No, especially 70s G.I. Joe, even the 77 Star Wars, like what was called Kenner years, those are worth, you know, quite a bit. And you could still find them, you know, these days, but not like what he has, a complete set or anything like that. But you can still find the pieces, or even sealed in a box, one or here or there.
312-981-7200. We'll get your texts and your phone calls. We'll wrap up Swap Meet after the break. Stay with us. It's 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, Greg Flam. It's Swap Meet here on 720. Do it every Thursday night, 10 o'clock. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? What do you have? What memorabilia do you have, the Chicago memorabilia, that you want to call up or text and brag about? We've had a lot of good stuff tonight. Let's go to Belinda. Belinda, what do you got that you want to brag about?
Hi. I have the 1985 Jim Beam Cub Spare decanter. It's like it's never been out of the box.
Wow.
It was not on display. It was kept in the box. The box is yellowed, but the seal's there, the liquor's still in it, and it's in brand new condition.
Is it like?
And I want to know what it's worth.
Is what's on the box? I mean, is it orange and, like, is it just the Bears logo?
No. It's the, if you go on to the Jim Beam decanters, it's in 1985, they made the cups bare. It's a bear.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I know.
Yeah. And it's never been, it's in mint condition, other than the box is yellow. It was not on display. It was kept in the box other than to take it out a couple times and look at it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
And drink.
Right. I'm not sure what the rules are selling, like, alcohol.
Oh, no,
on eBay.
I know you can't do it with the alcohol, but the decanter's in mint condition.
Right, yeah, but it is, you definitely have something worthwhile there. I just don't know, like, selling it online. You probably have to sell that through Craigslist or... you know, maybe a garage
or
sale.
Or maybe on the corner, yeah.
Yeah, you have to do
the same
thing.
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Yeah, you won't get
enough
at the...
I would think with the Cubs doing so well, they
might
want that.
Yeah, you could also do maybe pickup only, you know, on eBay. They might let you do it that way because I just don't think you could mail that.
Mm. All right, thanks,
Belinda.
No, I
would take the liquor out of it, but thank you.
Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Leave it
in.
Oh, okay.
Leave it sealed. Do not unseal that. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike! Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hi, Mike.
I've got a – how are you? I've got a signed Ernie Banks jersey, although it's not game-worn.
Right.
But it's signed. It's got a certificate of authenticity, and it's in a plexiglass case. It's a new jersey.
Okay. Yeah, obviously with, you know, Cubs doing so well right now, that might, you know, get a little bit more now. If you're looking to sell, now is the good time. It's in a frame. So obviously for shipping, it's going to be a little bit, it's not like you can fold it up and ship it. So you're going to have to cost a little bit more to ship.
I mean, I could take it out. I mean, it's not an issue of taking it out.
Sure. I think it's, I'd say 100, maybe 150. You know, start there and do an auction and see if it goes up from there.
I think the bank stuff, I'd hold on to it just because I think as you get a little bit closer or a little bit longer in the tooth away from Ernie Banks dying,
I bought it at a school auction and I've had it for probably 15 years now. So
right. I'd wait a couple more years.
Yeah, I think it won't go down, that's for sure.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, cool, thanks. Bye.
Greg.
Hey,
what do you want to brag
you?
About? I'm looking at this. What do you have?
I was cleaning out my mom's basement, and I found a sack filled, at least a 20, 25-pound sack filled with silver dollars and other silver coins.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
it's good for working out. You get 20. It's almost right. 20, keep lifting the 20-pound bags of silver dollars.
Right, and obviously, you know, if they're what was it, 1970 or in the 50s, they use more silver than they do later years, so that determines the silver amount. You could take those. I mean, obviously, that's a lot of coins to, you know, you might want to take a little bit at a time to a, you know, coin shop, and they'll give you, you know, fair value for the silver content at least.
Interesting.
Okay,
if you're looking to sell it. If not, you could take the time and go through each one and see if, as a coin, if they're worth more than the silver. Sometimes that's the case, but not always.
There you go.
Is there a better website or anything to check it out on than others?
You could do eBay, and I think there are other coin websites that you can look into. I'm sure someone will text us with that information. But I know there's a dozen coin websites. I would just punch in, like, pick out one coin and look it up just on Google and see where it takes you from there.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Good luck.
First game of the NFL season looks to be done. The Denver Broncos hold on a missed field goal at the end of the game. The Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton showed some resolve there.
Yep, they worked hard.
They just keep getting their butt kicked, and they got in the field goal range, and the kicker missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, the NFL is back. All right, 708. Mike from Crestwood. I have a Mitchell transistor radio made in Chicago, 1954, original box.
Yeah, not familiar with that specific one, but solid state, 1951.
54.
I don't want to misrepresent. 50s. Not familiar with that one, but I just say look it up and see if he wants to sell it, see what it's going for. I'm sure they're online.
708 says they have Subway bullhorns.
Every week I think we get
Subway
the bull
horns. Yeah. Oh, bulls like
yeah,
the
like
bulls.
It's a hat with the bullhorns on it. Yeah, I think we've gotten that one two or
like,
three times. Right,
like you go on the Subway and you just go.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's a popular item.
312. I do have a John Bunny doll from 1905. He was a silent movie actor, and I can't recall the manufacturer offhand. It's not mint. I don't have a photo. Any ideas on what it's worth?
Yeah, just have to look that one up.
John Bunny.
It tends to be a generational thing, too. Like that, it's so old that it's kind of falling out of what's popular now with the generation that are collecting now. But it's definitely worth looking
someone
up.
Someone probably has an interest in John Bunny dolls.
Sure.
There's someone said a map, it looks like an 1804 Villages of Chicago Indian Trails map that is framed in a wooden frame. It's just an old map. What are old maps going for?
People love maps just because they make great decor. You frame them, people do the, they'll take an old door and just, decorate it with maps, use it as a coffee table. So maps, especially even newer, like 1980s, like theme park, amusement park maps, are in high demand. So I'd say I'd start an auction at like $50 for that one and go up from there. I'm sure it's probably worth a little bit more than that. So make sure you start it as an auction. Don't buy it now so you don't short yourself.
All right. 312-981-7200. It's interesting because someone just texts in like, you should name the name of this segment. Should not be Swap Meet. It should be Google It.
Right. Google, look it up. Then come back to us.
Well, there's something I don't get frustrated. I get a lot of text in that obviously they see this as utility where they're like, tell me how I'm going to make money off of this.
Right.
And I think that you would be wise to figure that out on your own than maybe taking advice from the radio show.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because obviously no one's going to know everything or every item. So you have to kind of look it up. And if it helps, obviously some people can text in a picture that it really helps.
But see, that's what I really like about 847 to the Rawl doll. Mm-hmm. That was the winner for me because that's a letter that was sent to this person as a kid.
Right.
And yeah, this is probably not worth anything. It's personal. But at the end of the day, it's pretty cool that author, who right. was a pretty big deal, sent you a personalized letter. That's cool. That's what I want.
Well, like you said,
segment.
That should be hanging in his front door. You open the door, and that's one of the first things you see in his hallway is what I would do with that.
That's right. That's what I like about this. So another great episode of the Swap Meet. We'll be back next Thursday. We'll have to figure out. I got to figure out timing-wise because coming up here in October, we got Blackhawks, which are coming back.
Football.
And we also have Chicago Cubs playoff baseball.
Of course.
Which we'll be doing a lot. We'll be bringing specials and talking about the games, things like that. So once we have those schedules kind of worked out, we will work it out. Greg Flamm, Swap Meet, here every Thursday night at 10 o'clock, pretty much giving everybody in Chicago and the Chicagoland area something to brag about. Right?
Greg, I liked your other slogan. You can't take it with you. Your slogan? You do it.
You can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you when you die, but you can take it with you until you die. That was awesome.
Can't take it with you when you die, but you can't take it with until you die.
Right.
That's good.
Awesome. Thank you, Justin.